Bias on the big screen, and now small ones, continues to be an issue in the presidential race. Sinclair Broadcasting aired a watered-down anti-Kerry documentary as part of a news show last week. Now video stores across the country are offering free rentals of Michael Moore's anti-Bush film. And just as some question whether Sinclair had violated campaign election rules, there are concerns that the free giveaway of Fahrenheit 9/11 may qualify as an illegal campaign contribution if it's made by corporate chains or video stores which are incorporated.
What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. They're certainly attempting to influence the election, and they're using a corporate structure to do so.
Robert Hall is a Madison resident who's been writing letters to the editor against the practice, but has not filed a complaint with the Federal Elections Commission over the free Fahrenheit 9/11 offer. Michael Moore's website shows a couple hundred stores nationwide are offering free rentals of the award-winning film. There are four in Wisconsin doing so. Nancy Strecker co-owns Bongo Video in Madison. It's a small, independently owned business with two stores. She denies they're trying to swing the election with a film Republicans have decried as unfair, inaccurate Bush bashing.
We're not asking that people say whether they're a Kerry voter or a Bush voter. I hope that it gets anyone out voting. That's, you know, a great right we have as Americans.
The free video offerings will continue through November 2nd. Hall, a former Massachusetts legislator who knows John Kerry, says he'll do all he can to make sure Kerry doesn't become president. But he admits that the free videos he wants to stop aren't likely to sway undecided voters. Likewise, Hall doesn't believe the Sinclair showing had much influence with voters who have not already committed to a candidate. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.